So what about the more contemporary side? What are you doing there?
Well, we've got what we're trying to do is source modern art primarily from California artists.
Okay.
We figured also from the green perspective, we want to make sure that we're using local resources and we're not incurring lots of shipping charges and other costs of, and expenditure of energy in order to get the resources into the room. So there, it's primarily paintings by modern-day artists in California.
Uh-huh. Now, are you having these commissioned to actually fit in your room, or are you kind of trying to find some that have already been done?
No, exactly. We're trying to find things that have already been done, because once again, we wouldn't have any future use for something that was specifically designed for the room. And in keeping with that green theory, we'd like to make sure that it's something that can be, repurposed.
Right. And what's interesting about the room is that we designed it in a very short amount of time, and it's literally only set up for 24 hours, and we have about 24 hours to set it up. So it's all very fast-tracked, and so everything needs to be immediately accessible, and most of the pieces are borrowed. So they go back to the people who have loaned them to the room, again, sort of playing into that so there's no waste for the room.
Well, I know Maya Romanoff is providing the wall coverings, and I just love his wall coverings. That shell is beautiful. Is he going to be taking that back and repurposing it too, or...
Yeah, that, really? Unfortunately, I don't think is going to be repurposable after they've, attached them to the walls. But what's good about it is that the material itself is from a renewable resource.
It is.
It's made of copy shells, which are considered, readily renewable. And they're also, they use non-toxic adhesives, and so they're very mindful of doing things in a green way at Maya Romanoff as well.
Also, what is interesting about this room in particular, it's not an existing room. We're actually building it for the event.
We've designed it
architecturally. It's being built for the event, and the walls and all these materials will be somehow recycled. So hopefully that beautiful wallpaper will be used elsewhere. We're hoping to find a spot for that.
That's great. So you actually get to pick the style of the room and how it's laid out architecturally.
Exactly. So we design it literally from the ground up.
So who came up with this idea of a green room that's actually green?
Well, Architectural Digest was very keen on exploring something like this, and we've talked to them in the past about doing projects in a green way. So once, the notion was out there, we thought, let's really make a go of it on this go-round. And like I'd mentioned before, we were really... as much as we've tried to incorporate green elements into our projects, we were astounded by how much we were able to find.
Right. And, there's a fairly long history of Architectural Digest being involved in this. They're being one of the leading design magazines. They've come up with this concept of a high-end green room for these very high-profile events. And to have them select us, of course, is an enormous honor because we admire them so much. And it's really fantastic to work on a project like this with them.